are you waiting to get my good day rolling?
Why am I waiting?
Yeah.
Well, because I have an important epistle that I am working on.
Take care of that during the news, please.
The news is over.
Oh.
In case you haven't noticed, it's now another hour of conversation, 7 after the hour, in fact, on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Normally, we have Chef Louis DeAngelis here to help us with some of our food ideas. But because he's doing something, I forget what he's doing today, but he's gonzo. And so we have the benefit of Roberta, who's a good cook, and Richie, who's a good cook, and Jennifer, who's a good cook, talking about maybe not just that. I thought it was pretty interesting this week that we've actually spent a lot of time on food issues, because it is becoming much more important. People are realizing that they have choices and they want to make those choices. Never mind going to a restaurant. Certainly there are plenty of choices when it comes to that. But more and more people want to, whether it's the reality of I can't afford to go out to eat, or it's the reality of the stuff I'm getting in the restaurant is garbage. And maybe the third prong on this plug is that the food that you can, not many people are going to grow their own food. They're not like me, have a big garden, and I can live off the garden for 5, 6, 7 months out of the year almost. But people, when they go to the store, have these choices, and they are choosing really good food that really isn't as expensive as going out to get a meal at a cheap place. You could buy good food, prepare it at home most of the time pretty quickly if you're clever, and serve your family up a meal at home, which is good not only for the diet, but it's good for bringing the families together, the unity that we would like to have in our families, which has been lost. People jump in the car. Let's go down and get a quick meal. How's that? You go to a restaurant, a fast food place. How do you share intimacies under a yellow arch? How do you do that?
Well, let me tell you.
new family little game that we instituted this week. Sean brought home, and I guess he heard about it at school or something.
Mm-hmm.
But he has a rock. He just found like a river rock or something like that, round, smooth rock. And he has it at the kitchen table. And you pass it around, somebody starts, and whoever has the rock has to say the best thing about their day and Aww. The worst thing about their day. And you just pass it around the table during dinner. I was like, okay, that's cool. We can do that. So we started this week. Fun.
Yeah.
He enjoys it.
Yeah.
Okay, so what's been the best thing and worst thing about his day?
Homework is usually always the worst thing about his day.
Mm-hmm.
The best thing about his day usually has something to do with playing basketball, recess.
Is he having a problem doing the homework?
No, he just doesn't want to do homework.
Likes homework. Yeah.
I liked it.
What was your answer, Rich? What was the best thing and worst thing about your day?
Wait a minute. Hold on a second.
What?
I said I like doing homework. Why did you give me?
You're a freak.
What do you mean I'm a freak?
Who likes doing homework?
I don't.
Doing
homework.
Maybe my problem is that I'm now on LSD. That's
there
probably
that could
the
be
problem.
It.
Yeah. LSD.
I want to know the worst thing about Rich's day.
Laughing, singing, dancing.
What was the worst thing about my... We didn't do it yesterday because we didn't have dinner. The day before, the worst thing about my day was that we... What was it? I can't remember.
Could have been that bad.
No. You usually have to make something up because you don't want to tell them. The worst thing about my day was this...
Daddy just got hit with a lawsuit.
Right, yeah. Yeah. We've got this contract that we're going back and forth on, and this guy, this lawyer in L.A. is really a jerk. They don't want to hear that.
All right, here's the story of a guy who had a bad day. We have this story at DougSteffen.com. A bad day... something that happens at some workplaces, an item that has come up missing from the refrigerator. Richie goes to the refrigerator. I've gone into the refrigerator there at the network headquarters, and I've looked around. Sometimes I've helped myself to food when I've been there.
Yeah.
Help yourself.
Everybody, well, there's some stuff that you're supposed to help out, help yourself to, but then there are other things, and that's what happened this week. One employee steals food from the community refrigerator. It's not unheard of. Deer Park, Texas, the police station. Police chief organizes a sting in the kitchen with a hidden camera.
No.
And the offending police officer caught red-handed. Dun, 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 dun. Let's see, Officer Kevin Yang. Caught on video, taking an unopened Monster Energy drink out of the break room refrigerator The drink was marked with MSA. That would be one of the initials of one of the police officers. The police officer in question, Officer Yang, told investigators he took it upon himself to keep the fridge clean. So he was cleaning out the refrigerator and decided this drink had to go. So in order to clean it up, he drank it. That's a, how do you argue with that? Right? Apparently, Officer Yang has done this time and time and time again. He has been taking monster drinks and other things from the police refrigerator that had initials on it. The police chief was tired of it. Apparently, one of the things that he had in there to eat was stolen, and that's when he got down to action.
Action!
The conversation in the hallway of this police station basically was all about people's frustrations and aggravation with the stolen food from the refrigerator.
Oh, my goodness.
So rude.
This is the mm-hmm. biggest thing going on in Deer Park.
So, okay, I have to admit, I've stolen from the community
Nice going, Rich.
you've taken someone's food.
I mean, it's been years. No.
I think that's
no.
disgusting.
No, I don't take their food.
I don't know how people prepare
I don't take their food.
Okay.
Let's say that I'm like jonesing for a Diet Coke,
mm-hmm.
and somebody has a six-pack in there, and we're on the air, and we still have 3 hours before we're off, and I can't go down to the little deli and get some. I will take one, and then after the show, go down and replace
it. That's okay.
There you go. That's okay.
But that's it, man. I can't imagine taking somebody's tuna fish sandwich that they brought for lunch or their microwave meal with pasta and chicken and vegetables that they brought to eat for lunch. I cannot imagine that. Or if they only have one drink left, taking that.
Mm. Hey, what kind now of you know.
Now, Doug.
My aunt brought me a cherry pie for my birthday last year.
Oh, yeah.
And it was sitting on my desk, untouched, just
really?
Sitting there. And
except
somebody...
I had a piece of something on your desk.
Yeah, except you didn't have a piece of the pie. You ate the center out of it.
That's the best part. It's all the cherries there.
I come in for birthday pie, I look, and the whole center is missing. I don't know who it could have been.
It wasn't that big.
No, it wasn't big. It was a few bites, but it was right from the center.
So he ate your pie.
The center of the pie.
Why did you eat the center? Why didn't you neatly cut
because
a piece out?
Here's what I didn't want
the carbs.
I didn't want to... No.
Oh,
I was thinking about the other people, and if you cut a piece of pie from the sides... a lot of times the little end of it falls off, so you wouldn't notice that it had been eaten. So that was my idea, to eat in the middle, and therefore when you cut the pieces of the pie to give
it
to people...
Did you do this with your hands, or just take a spoon and dig into it?
You know, I think I have my own utensils. You are not there, Jennifer, and thing, my little box has...
They must
the duck's
clean
box has.
I don't know.
I think I had a fork and a spoon in there.
So you just took your spoon and just helped yourself to the middle of the pie... So now it's germ. You've double dipped your spoon into the pie. So now it's ruined forever.
No, it isn't. What do you mean it's ruined?
Who's going to eat the pie when you've been?
Hey,
your
Jennifer,
mouth has been
did
on the
pie
spoon.
Get eaten?
I don't remember what happened.
I'd
to that
throw
pie.
That thing away.
I
Why?
Would
What's wrong
I...
with you? Think I got cooties?
No,
yes.
You don't. I just
think it's gross.
Me.
It's not gross at all. Give me a break. What do you think goes on?
How
in
selfish of you to ruin Jennifer's birthday pie.
She didn't even miss it much.
I didn't. It's okay.
You will get it. Doug doesn't care, though. Yeah. Doug will go. If there were
Thanks
an
for
apple,
throwing me under the bus, by
no,
the way, Jeff.
The truth is true. If there were
hey,
an apple
topic,
laying in our
commenting.
Refrigerator or grapes or banana
yeah,
or something
grapes,
like that.
Grapes. I'll help myself
Or
grapes.
Yogurt.
Yeah.
Doug would absolutely do
I'm
eat
there.
It. He wouldn't care whose it is,
no.
what their intention is. He would eat it.
Yeah. Grapes. Fruit especially. If you got fruit laying around and the refrigerator's open, I'm helping myself. That's just it.
But what if somebody came and stole your food?
Well, I don't usually. Well, I'm not foolish enough to bring food and leave it in the refrigerator for somebody else to steal.
He steals other people's. That's how he deals with it.
What do you think?
That's
I'm foolish?
Problem.
You're a piece of work, man. You are a piece of work. We'll be sitting here in the studio knowing that the little deli downstairs doesn't open for an hour, and Doug's hungry, and he'll walk back with food, and I'm like, where'd you get that from? Refrigerator.
Michael's lunch bag.
No, I think I'd stay out of Michael's lunch bag.
Yeah.
Not going to get into that.
Oh,
all right, 17,
man.
After we've solved yet another problem.
So, yes, everybody, Doug is that guy in your office.
There I am. Mr. Bad Guy. It's 17 after on Good Day.
TurboTax, what's your tax question?
Is your federal free edition really free?
Yes, it is.
And if I have questions, I can call a tax expert?
You bet.
So on a scale of 1 to 10, how expert-y are you?
I'm an 11.
Do your simple return with the TurboTax Federal Free Edition. It's free to prepare, print, e-file, and only TurboTax offers free one-on-one expert tax advice for everyone, live by phone and chat. Go to TurboTax.com. Live tax advice service is free and subject to availability restrictions and change without notice. See TurboTax.com for details.
Studies show ginkgo biloba improves ankle health.
Make beta-carotene your go-to hydrocarbon.
It's all about the rival
cauliflower.
Overwhelmed by having to make smart nutritional choices? Then leave it to Centrum to help you choose. Centrum Complete Multivitamins give you the multiple benefits that matter most to you, like energy, immunity, and metabolism. With Centrum, taking care of your nutrition couldn't be simpler. And now visit newnutritionpossible.com to find the multivitamin and supplement combination that's right for you.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free, with new Schiff Move Free Ultra.
Grandpa!
What appearance, and all the fortune.
I love staying here. How long have you lived here?
A long time. You know, your mother grew up here.
I'm gonna have a house like this when I grow up.
I hope so, buddy. I hope so.
For the first time in generations, the dream of home ownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and protect home ownership. Visit houselogic.com/homeownership to learn more.
Most of the time, I brought it on myself, but who could resist the perfect burger? I promised my tummy, never again. My tummy replied, embarrassing. Then I found Digestive Advantage. It's a supplement.
Shift Digestive Advantage dual-action formulas immediately begin to target your digestive needs.
My tummy liked that.
And with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support.
My tummy loved that.
Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage, with formulas for gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support.
What do we want?
We dance!
When do we want them?
Now!
How do we want them?
With 20% off!
Where do we want it?
At Ace!
Let's go! Yay!
Come into Ace this Saturday and get 20% off almost anything that fits into an Ace bag. So stop by, fill your bag, and get your weekend back. At Ace, the helpful place. Discount is off regular priced in-stock merchandise that fits inside one bag. Good at participating stores February 25th only. One bag and offer per customer. Other conditions apply. See store for details.
Here's a better deal Roberta has for you from Vitacom. Much better than that deal, Roberta.
From Vitacost. Vitacost.
Right, them too.
Well, you know, Doug, until now, grocery shoppers had two choices. Stores with low prices, but, you know, kind of sketchy natural products, or stores with healthy products, but, you know, some crazy prices, crazy expensive prices at those stores. But there's a website called Vitacost.com, and they have your better household essentials, your health and beauty products, vitamins, supplements, even natural and organic foods, all at up to 50% off. Plus, orders over $49 get shipped to your door free. How much better could that be? You save money and you get free shipping too. It's not just the best of both worlds. It's Mominomics. So take your shopping list to Vitacost.com and take the cost out of healthy living, Doug.
Good idea, Roberta. Boy, I should listen to you more often.
Folks, Iran and the Mideast nuclear mess is already ballooning our gas prices. Whether you're struggling with food costs, which are being blown up by gas costs now, or know that when the Mideast showdown explodes, whatever food supply you have is all you'll get because of huge panic demand. eFoods Direct Family Packs are the answer. Now, the most affordable, best food is saving you up to 50% compared to other poor quality food companies. The new Alex Jones Quick Fix Family Packs save you so much money, the savings from eating this food will actually help you pay your other bills. No matter what effect the Mideast crisis or the crashing economy have, you'll have food as delicious tonight as 25 years from now. Order now for 50% savings and free shipping on these affordable family packs. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
For our birthday list on the Doug Stephan Good Day program. Every day at this time we go through some of the folks who are household names from various fields, acting, musicians, people in politics, people that you may have some connection to one way or another. And if it's your birthday, that's swell. Abe Vigoda, somebody that often is the brunt of a joke.
God bless that guy, man.
Around for 91 years,
he
was Fish
yep.
on Barney Miller. So the Barney Miller theme in the background.
The most hysterical thing that they do with him now is that they say through time-lapse photography, they put pictures of Abe Vigoda and Matt Lauer next to each other. And Matt Lauer looks like he could be Abe Vigoda's son. So they bring Abe Vigoda on the Today Show every now and then and just sit him on the couch next to Matt, and it is hysterical. And it's become a bit, like a rolling bit. It's really
funny. It's a punchline
almost.
Oh,
it's really funny.
All right, next old actor whose birthday is today, Stephen Hill, who probably is best known to you as D.A. Adam Schiff on Law & Order, born this date 1922. So he's 90 years old today. He was in Mission Impossible, the original show. He was in The Firm. He played bad guys a
good
lot.
Actor, yeah.
Yeah, he was often a bad guy. A lot of legal shows as well. Legal Eagles, he was in that. So, again, the guy's been around for a long time. Everybody remembers him. Only you wouldn't remember his name unless you'd seen him in Law & Order. And he was the DA, I think, for 9 or 10 seasons straight.
Yeah.
Until they figured he was too old. He was like 80 when they kicked him out.
Age discrimination. Go get him.
Another oldie on the thing, but a great actor.
Deb Jr. From The Sopranos. Dominic Chianese. Is that how you pronounce his name?
Yep.
Chianese.
He was great.
Great name.
Yeah. 81 today.
Singer. Big time
81.
Singer.
Wow.
81.
Loves
why was he so
Italian
great?
He just played, like every actor on The Sopranos, he played the bit and played the role perfectly. And these are all just good old Italian guys. And right. And a matter of fact, he's singing like Italian opera now or something like that. It's really cool
really?
Stuff. Yeah. Yeah, some neat
Michel
stuff.
Michel Legrand, the Academy Award-winning composer for Best Original Score from Yentl, 1983. He did the Brian Song movie music, Ice Station Zebra. Also, who remembers that? Born in the state, 1932.
We got a lot of stuff here.
Birthday. Yeah, we do have a lot of stuff.
She was.
Here's Paul Jones from Manfred Mann's Earth Band. They did the doo-wah diddy, if you know what I mean. He's 70 today. I played the harmonica for Manfred Mann. You know that?
I didn't.
You know that? Yeah. Next up, Barry Bostwick, who is Mayor Winston in Spin City. This is a guy that, big, good-looking guy. Been a lot of action movies like Spy Hard. He was at Weekend in Bernie's.
Great actor.
Did you remember that, Warren?
Yeah,
remember?
Absolutely.
Woman of Substance in the Rocky horror picture show.
Oh, yeah.
Wednesday, 1945.
That was a sight.
From this day in 1947, we brought into the world Rupert Holmes, or his mother did anyway. This guy has written 340 hits.
No.
Wow.
Jingles as well. And then he decided to try his luck with one song, and he did it. The Pina Colada song, it was called. Actually, the official name of it was Escape. He Barry Manilow were the arrangers and producers for Barbra Streisand for a long, long time. So there's the story of Rupert Holmes. Edward James Olmos, best known for playing Lieutenant Castillo on Miami Vice, married to who, Jennifer?
To whom? I
don't know. Doug's favorite.
You don't remember? Really?
What's her name? I can't remember her name now.
Nice.
I hate being stumped. Come on.
She was in The Sopranos. She was Tony's shrink in The Sopranos.
Right. Yeah. Anyway. You had her on the program.
Yes.
Yeah.
I still can't remember.
Her.
Yes. George Thorogood is 62 today. Happy birthday to him and everybody else whose birthday is today.
Oh, I met you. I'll break a thousand more, baby.
Clint Eastwood sets the record straight. I'm Bill Newcott, and this is AARP's Movies for Grownups.
Go ahead. Make my day.
Everyone knows Clint Eastwood's hair trigger screen persona, but there are still those who suspect that Clint might just be something of a softie underneath, and that at heart, he's pretty much got your average Hollywood mindset. Well, judge for yourself. Clint came to Washington, D.C. the other day to help dedicate the Smithsonian's new Warner Brothers Theater, and he told this story to illustrate his stance on gun control.
There's a well-dressed woman, a middle-aged woman, is driving along, and she stops by a police officer. And the police officer comes up and says, "Ma'am, may I, you were speeding." And she says, "Well, sorry, officer, I must have been daydreaming for a second." She says, "May I see your driver's license, please?" She says, "Of course, officer." She hands the driver's license. He says, "Oh, that's fine." He says, "I know, you can't help but notice on the back of your driver's license that there, you have a gun permit." And she says, "Yes, officer, I do have a concealed weapon permit." And he says, "Oh, that's fine. Do you have a gun?" She says, "Yes, locked in the glove compartment. I have a Model 59 automatic Smith & Wesson gun." She says, "Oh, great. Anything else?" She says, "Yes, in the console here in the front, we have a, I have a 357 revolver and two boxes of hollow notes ammunition." And he goes, "Okay, anything else?" And she says, "Yes, in my purse here, I have a 40 caliber Glock automatic and two extra clips of ammunition." He says, "My God, woman," he says, "what are you afraid of?" And she says, "Freaking nothing." Anyway, that sort of sums up my gun control.
Smithsonian Warner Brothers Theater opened with the Humphrey Bogart Festival, and later this year will feature the films of Clint Eastwood.
Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, punk?
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Micro plant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Extendivite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our leap year sale with prices from 5 years ago. From February 1st to February 29th, you can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling. To help you, help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Are worried about what influences their children, to wit, a story at DougStephan.com today, and I would be interested in, well, actually everybody's point of view on this, is that's trying to get both sides, but more interested in Roberta to get this started. Levi's has an ad. They're trying to sell a new curvy kind of jean. Mm-hmm. I think it's called, is it called ID? What's it called?
Yeah, the ID system, the ID. Or something.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Apparently, their new ad campaign has backfired, however, according to the story that we have at DougStephan.com. This is a line of customized fitting denim jeans.
Right.
And it says in the ad, quote, "Hotness comes in all shapes and sizes." But underneath that message, there are three models, and all of them look exactly
the same.
They look exactly
thin,
the same.
Thinner, and thinnest.
Right.
And not, I mean, they're all the same, and they all have a ponytail, and it's very funny.
Well, is it funny, or is it kind of a sick note on society? Once again, a value or value judgment on what is attractive. I do not find this shape and size of woman attractive at all. I know what Rich's wife looks like. She doesn't look like this. I know what Roberta looks like. She doesn't look like this. I know what Jennifer looks like. She doesn't look like this. So who looks like this?
And the models who look like this, because the gym I go to, a lot of models work out there. It's a very small private gym.
Yeah.
And let me tell you, these girls, like, somebody give her a cheeseburger. They look anorexic.
They're sick looking.
Well, and they're mean because they're hungry.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, what was the...
Not so fun.
There was a bit of a backlash this week with Cindy Crawford's daughter.
Yeah.
What was that? Was it because she did 15. A little modeling and everybody started getting up in arms because she was so young?
No, Cindy Crawford said she would not let her model anymore, that she'd have to wait till she was 17 to model.
But she did something.
And then pulled her back, right?
Right. I think you're right, Rich. Yeah, right. So, but this the
remember when Brooke Shields,
question
Brooke Shields was what? 13? 11?
Yeah. Way too young. Mother pushed her. Yeah. But then Brooke Shields sort of won the day because she proved that she handled it extraordinarily well.
She turned into somebody great,
She did. Very, not only is she attractive, but she apparently is very friendly, very nice.
Yeah.
Kind of
well-balanced.
Like what we were saying about
so is Cindy Crawford. I mean, she's together. She's got it all together.
Yep, right. But so many of these people, and the younger they are, it seems, Roberta, you're around a lot of these types, these phonies that have given.
Some of them are your best friends, aren't they?
Yeah. So, but they've been given the license to think that they are, not that we aren't all special, because we are. We all have our special, unique ways about us. But because you're skinny and fit into some jeans and you take a good picture, how does that make you special? And well, how do these people get that feeling? Is it that they just are doted on by the photographers and the people that produce this stuff?
It's part of almost an affliction that's that the 20-somethings are suffering from. And I was reading an article about this, in fact, not too long ago, about this sense of entitlement that the 20-somethings nowadays.
A lot of it came from media messages.
No, also from when they were, the time that they were brought up and in school, that whole thing about self-esteem, that even if something wasn't that good, oh, honey, that's wonderful. Look at
giving
what a good job you did. Everybody got a trophy. Everybody's work was beautiful. Everybody passed the course. So they have this
My child is on the honor roll at Tipton Memorial Middle School.
Right.
Exactly. So these kids now have this, you know, the self-esteem thing. These
I've always won. I've always gotten what I wanted.
Right. So
right.
is this a...
That's part of it.
Right. But
and
is
I
this
see
a reaction
so
to those of us who grew up and our parents, or maybe even our parents, didn't have the acknowledgement, they didn't feel like they were a part of things, and many people grew up to be estranged. I mean, I think we have plenty of that today. Maybe we've gone back to it in a sense. How many people, remember last week we were talking about this, how many of you know your next door neighbor's name? How many of you know what your next door neighbor does for a living?
Oh, I do, absolutely.
How many of you know?
Yeah, Chihuahua farmers.
In fact.
They're Chihuahua breeders. I know that.
Okay. So you know, I'm betting.
Chihuahua breeders.
I'm betting.
Depends where you live. I mean, if you live in a neighborhood with houses, yes, you probably do know your neighbors. If you live in a big city, like when I'm in Manhattan, I only know a few of the neighbors. It's tough because people are constantly
moving.
Well,
you got that synagogue across the street.
No, next door.
Next door. That's right. It's down the street on the other, on the same side.
The Catholic church is across the street.
Yeah, yeah. This is the ecumenical. This is like Jerusalem, Richie, where Roberta lives in New York.
It's a cool street.
Yeah, it is a cool street.
It's quiet because of that.
Yeah, the synagogue's on the right. The Catholic church is across the street.
The craziest thing on that street is Roberta.
They found her out, as it were.
I love that street. It's very cool.
It's a great street. And yet it's in the middle of everything, and you can walk everywhere from it.
Yeah.
But it's very quiet.
You got to wonder about what parents are doing with the children. Here's another item of interest from Washington State today. We know about this 9-year-old boy who brought a gun to school. He shoots a classmate, critically injures him.
Well, he didn't even shoot her. They dropped the backpack or something that accidentally
went off.
Right. Yeah. So now, this girl is in critical condition. The boy who brought the gun to school was taken into custody.
Where's the moron that left that gun laying around for this kid?
Who's responsible for that? We have this argument over and over again.
The parents, the parents' job to lock that gun away.
Yeah. So he appeared before the judge. And the kid, this is a 9-year-old child in an orange jumpsuit.
Oh, goodness. God. Mm.
And he's bawling his eyes out, doesn't understand even what's going on. But I want to go back to the core question, Richie. Your question is the right question. Why or how? Why is he bringing this gun to school? And
how did he get his hands on it?
Yeah.
All
right, so here's the story behind the story. Apparently, the boy told his friends that he was going to run away from his uncle's house. His uncle has been abusing him. He knew where the gun was. He took his uncle's gun with him for protection from his uncle.
Oh, jeez.
So he's got an uncle that he lives part-time with, a mother he lives part-time with. He was with the mother, told the mother you're scared of the uncle. And apparently there's a question about whether the mother had a gun, too. The uncle's got a gun. The mother's got a gun. So what do you do? How do you handle
a
9-year-old boy?
And
it's just awful. So why is he? I mean, we as parents are going to wonder. This is Bremerton, Washington, by the way. Why we as parents look at this in horror and think, well, could it happen to me? No, because I don't have guns at home. Richie, I don't know if you have a gun or not. I never asked you.
No, you know what? Both of my brothers do, obviously. Yeah. One of them's a cop. You know what? With the kids, I'm just not comfortable with it. If I didn't have the kids, I probably... And, you know, I don't know that I trust myself not to forget, leave something. I would feel horrible.
All right, Roberta, did you tell me once you had a gun?
Yes, several.
You do. Mm-hmm. I don't know where they are. I don't want to know.
You're the weirdest liberal I've ever met.
No, actually, I inherited them from my father. He had quite an arsenal.
Yeah, see, my grandfather had a bunch of guns.
He had some custom-made shotguns that he had made for
where
himself.
Where do you have them hidden? Are they down
mother?
The cellar? Have I run across them and I didn't know they were there?
But you know, they're all kept locked. The ammunition is also locked in a separate place.
Yeah. That's good, because you could get into some crazy arguments in your
head. It would take a while to unlock everybody and load them up.
Everybody will cool off before you unlock.
All right, so Jennifer, your father has a gun, yes or no?
My father does not have a gun. I do not have a gun unless you're a stalker or a burglar, and then I have a monstrous one. And I'm not afraid to use it. But I do want one, actually.
Really? Why?
If I were you, I
would have one.
I absolutely... Have you seen where I live?
Yeah.
But you should have a shotgun, Jen, because handguns, you know, especially with women, most of the time the handguns get turned against you because you just don't have the physical strength, you know, to fend off.
Jennifer's
but
pretty
strong. You'd be surprised.
And you also have to be pretty accurate with a handgun. With a shotgun, I mean, you just kind of point it in the general direction.
Somehow or other, this conversation has not gone exactly where I thought it would go.
So for a woman, you know,
now
a small
we have
shotgun.
Lessons, Richie. We have the women giving us lessons on how to use a shotgun. To protect yourself.
We should go to the gun range together, Doug. That would be fun.
I went to the NRA headquarters is about 5 minutes from my house, and I went to their range last year with a neighbor of mine.
You belonged to the NRA, Richie?
I became a member. I had to take my little test before I could go on the range. Fun. Man, that was fun.
High. You get a high. For it. But
fun.
It's, when you think about what it does and what it's all about, why is it that you get... I mean, there are... speaking...
Here's Doug.
There's a sexual connection.
I knew you were going to say
it. Oh,
that's why I want one, Dougie.
A gun. You want one?
No, you see, I think using a gun is knowing how to use a gun is an essential life skill. It's kind of like knowing how to drive a standard, knowing how to 10-finger type, knowing how to swim, knowing how to use a weapon. They're essential life skills. It's something that everybody should know.
Okay, wait.
That's my philosophy.
Swim. I'm okay at dog paddling. What's the other one?
Knowing how to drive a standard, a stick shift.
Right. Yeah.
Nope.
Yeah.
And 10-finger typing.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of.
Yeah.
It's a life essential.
Hunt and peck.
Right. Well, and knowing how to use a weapon. It's just things that...
I need to go back to school.
These are things that you would use daily and things that can save your life.
So does Victoria know how to do all this stuff? Your daughter?
She's learning, yes. She can 10-finger type. And the fact is, now that she turns 16, I can start taking her to ranges. There are certain ranges in New Jersey she can qualify.
Does she want to do that?
Yeah.
I couldn't imagine bringing Megan to a...
No way she would.
And she just got her learner's permit, so she'll learn how to drive a standard.
Never.
And she's an excellent swimmer.
Yeah.
No way your daughter would go anywhere near a gun.
Can you imagine?
No way.
Oh, my God.
Hey, you know what we're talking about doing this summer?
What's that, really?
Me and one of the guys, Mike, here at the network.
Yeah.
Skeet. Shooting.
Really?
Ooh, that's fun. You and Mike should go to a dude ranch.
What's the, when they, what do they yell? Score! What do they yell when you throw them?
Oh, yeah,
the
what do they yell?
When they launch them off
when
the back of cruise ships?
What do they yell?
Pull.
Pull!
That's right. Pull!
Right, too. Pull!
I would just want that job.
Pull! Yeah. 16 before the hour on Good Day.
Pull!
So here you are, stuck in rush hour traffic, thinking about your back pain. You know, if you'd used a Thermacare heat wrap this morning, it would still be working. That's because Thermacare is the only wrap with patented heat cells that penetrate deep to relax, soothe, and unlock tight muscles for up to 16 hours of relief. That's 8 hours while you wear it, and 8 more even after it's off. Can your patch say that? And you? You'd be sitting pretty all the way home. For up to 16 hours of back pain relief, try Thermacare. Use as directed.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
Are you putting your money into an IRA, pension, or 401k? Then I hope you're prepared to lose 30, 40, 50% or more of your retirement savings, because it's not a question of if the market crashes again. It's a question of when. It's going to happen. Did you know there is a way you can protect and grow your wealth safely and predictably every single year? The people using this approach didn't lose a penny when the market crashed in 2000 or 2008, and they won't lose a penny in the next crash. In fact, their money will continue to grow safely year in and year out, even when stocks, real estate, and other investments tumble. A free report detailing this savings program is now available. This free report shows how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and wealth-building power without risking your retirement in the Wall Street casino. This is the best way to have a 100% secure retirement. It far outperforms any IRA or 401k. To get this free report, visit bankonyourself.com. That's bankonyourself.com. Bankonyourself.com. History relegates lynchings to an era of civil rights injustices, when racial intolerance spawned crimes so hateful and politically charged that it divided a nation. Investigation Discovery's new special, The Injustice Files, At the End of a Rope, looks at four mysterious hanging deaths that authorities have closed as suicides. But it examines whether those tragedies are the result of men taking their own lives or unthinkable acts of terror. Filmmaker Keith Beauchamp.
The Injustice Files investigates the circumstances surrounding each of these four hangings, including analysis on the available evidence, interviews with officials who led the original investigations, and testimony from families that believe these cases are shrouded in mystery. It shares the stories of families stricken by agony as they question if their loved one's death was an unthinkable hate crime, not simply suicide.
The Injustice Files, At the End of a Rope, premieres Tuesday, February 21st at 8 p.m. Eastern on Investigation Discovery.
Fambruary.
What?
Franuary?
That's not Franuary. No,
Fambruary. That's right. Fambruary.
However you say it, small businesses, this is your month to make social media work for you. Constant Contact brings you social campaigns, a new free tool that turns your fans into real paying customers. Sign up. It's free. And this month, you can win $1,000 for you and one of your fans. Visit ConstantContact.com today.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Open legal residence in the U.S., UK, Canada. Please check, you know, and see 29 local rules at ConstantContact.com.
So, the Vatican is in the news today. They have issued an official request to examine a 1,500-year-old Bible that has been held in Turkey for the past 12 years. The Bible contains apparently early teachings of Jesus and is written in gold lettering. Yeah, Jesus certainly wrote everything that he did in gold.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It means it's official if it's written in
gold. Right. Let's see
here. It was written in ink, but then he just kind of waved his hand over it, turned to gold.
Right. That may have been
you
it.
Guys are, I'm stepping away. I don't like any of you.
What?
God, I'm separating myself from these people.
You know, if you come to New York, Doug, you should go to the Times Center, Exhibition Center.
I'm going to be in New York with you next week.
They have the Dead Sea Scrolls and the earliest known version of the Ten Commandments. It's fascinating to see
it's
it.
Wonderful
it's
stuff.
Really incredible.
I love these antiquities. I want to see all of this stuff. But, you know, I'm looking
and
at this
tiny,
thing.
Teeny tiny, the Ten Commandments.
And I'm thinking of the hoopla that was made over the burning of those Korans. I think about how precious those people. See, I'm just trying to equate this stuff here. I wrote my Bible. I have actually three Bibles. The one my grandmother gave me, which is the one I'm closest to. I've got notes written in it. She wrote notes all through it with this is the lesson and that's the lesson. If you went around and collected everybody's Bible in the country and looked through it, you'd find most of the Bibles have something written in it. Now, we don't say you got to get rid of the Bibles if something written in it, but think about that in juxtaposition to the value, which we don't understand, and that's the lesson here. We don't get what the Muslims feel about how holy their book is, because we don't appreciate, we don't acknowledge the Bible as being something that we can't have some connection, like writing it. It's not, but that's what these people feel, and so that's why all the hoopla. Anyway, so it'd be kind of interesting to see all of this stuff. I doubt that Jesus wrote it, however. 51 after on Good Day.
Know which 37 crucial food items are going to fly off the shelves when the next disaster hits? If you don't, you and your family may be without food and waiting in long food lines after a big disaster strikes. You would be surprised how many people don't have these food items right now.
1-2-3-survivalplan.com has set up a For Patriots Only video with inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. The video on 1-2-3-survivalplan.com has crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any disaster, natural or man-made. And you won't have to be afraid of going hungry or being sent to a FEMA refugee camp. See the video that over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen in the last 4 months. Prepared now. Go to 1-2-3-survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember, 1-2-3-survivalplan.com. Again, that's 1-2-3-survivalplan.com.
Hey there, you've reached Claire. Leave me a message.
Claire, it's Anne. Hey, you know that hormone balancing product we talked about before? The all-natural one. Ambrin? Well, I gotta tell you this. Not only did Ambrin stop my hot flashes, but since I started the Ambrin program, I have lost so much weight. Seriously, even my belly fat, it's gone. I haven't been this thin in years. I feel great. Give me a call.
The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, it can be practically impossible to lose weight. Ambrin restores hormonal balance naturally, so the weight can just fall off. Yes. Even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Ambrin eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging too. So with your hormones in balance, you can feel great and finally lose the weight. Be one of the first 50 callers right now and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply. Free. Call 1-800-839-2959. That's 1-800-839-2959. 1-800-839-2959.
Lots of hot topics these days, but number one on the list, the numbers at the pump. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. At that Republican presidential debate 2 nights back in Arizona, issues such as birth control seem to outweigh what most of us are talking about these days, specifically the pain we're feeling when doing this. Nozzle into tank and ouch! Latest AAA national survey shows the price of a gallon of regular now at $3.64, which is a jump of 12 cents a gallon over the past week alone, and no end to the increases in sight. This has caught the attention of everyone, including President Obama, who was in full campaign mode in Florida yesterday. The president, speaking at the University of Miami, talked about the impact of these skyrocketing prices.
It means you've got to find even more room in a budget that was already really tight. And some folks have no choice but to drive a long way to work. And high gas prices are like a tax straight out of your paycheck.
And that is right out of the Bill Clinton I Feel Your Pain playbook. President Obama pointed a finger at Republicans who say we need to drill for more oil.
That's the easiest thing in the world to make phony election year promises about lower gas prices. What's harder is to make a serious, sustained commitment to tackle a problem.
And so, what does that mean?
It means that anybody who tells you that we can drill our way out of this problem doesn't know what they're talking about or just isn't telling you the truth.
The president saying there is no silver bullet that will bring gas prices down immediately, but is there anything that can be done or should be done? Well, we did mention the president was in campaign mode, and with escalating gas prices, that provides an opportunity to take a swipe at the oil companies.
They don't need a subsidy. They're making near record profits. These are the same oil companies that have been making record profits off the money you spend at the pump for several years now.
As for what's causing the gas price spike, the president blamed volatility in the Middle East and warned that down the road, prices will continue to go up due to increased global demand. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
Hi, Danny Davis for Snow Country, brought to you by Smuggler's Notch, Vermont, America's family resort. Three interconnected mountains, resort living with award-winning children's programs. Family fun is guaranteed. Visit Smugs.com today. Eastern resorts leading into the weekend are expecting a little bit of everything. Some to the south could see a little bit of mixed precipitation or straight rain, while others are expecting anywhere from a half a foot to maybe a foot of fresh snow to lead into a great weekend of skiing and riding. Saddleback in Maine now ready to ride on pretty much every trail in 65 runs, including some of their glade rails. Mount Sunapee in New Hampshire with 5 mountains open and 14 miles of skiing and riding up to Attitash. They're anticipating some fresh snow today. They have 70 runs riding strong with Attitash and Bear Peak open. Stratton with over 80 trails with 4 6 passenger lifts open. Heading to the Colorado Mountains where snow fell this week like at Arapahoe Basin. 50 plus runs are open. Winter Park picked up almost a foot of new snow recently. 128 trails with some powder. Telluride scoring 119 trails. Win a 3-day, 3-night ski vacation at snowcountry.com. I'm Eddie Davis for Good Day.
On Wall Street, the market ended the day in positive territory yesterday. The Dow up 46 points, closing at 12,985. S&P picking up 6 points. NASDAQ up 24. Crude oil up again, another $1.55 a barrel, finishing at $107.83, yet another 9-month high. That is the sound of wintry weather, with a winter weather advisory in effect for parts of the Great Lakes region. Snow in the forecast there, up to 8 inches of snowfall, expected to drift over southeastern Michigan from Detroit to Grand Rapids and Kalamazoo, Chicago, bracing for up to a half a foot of wet, heavy snow. And finally, this Sunday night, it's that time again. Hit it! The 84th Annual Academy Awards. Love this pompous fanfare. It's this Sunday night, the Oscars. The nominations came out a month ago, so just in case you need a reminder as to the Best Picture nominees, here they are again, all 9 of them.
War Horse, The Artist, Moneyball, The Descendants, The Tree of Life, Midnight in Paris, The Help, Hugo, and Extremely Loud and Incredibly Close.
Oh, that last one excited some folks. And truthfully, I've seen all 9 nominated movies, and Extremely Loud and Incredibly Close provided the deepest emotional impact for me, but it's a long shot. Most folks are betting on The Artist to snag Best Picture. Other categories, George Clooney, The Favorite for Best Actor in The Descendants. Best Actress, tight race between Viola Davis in The Help and Meryl Streep for The Iron Lady. But here's a big reason so many of us will tune in this Sunday night. For the first time since 2004, we will hear this.
It's a wonderful night for us.
Yes, the best Oscar host of all time is back. Billy Crystal hosting for the 9th time, which should make for a fun evening, even if it goes for 7 or 8 hours. I'm David Weiss, and that's the news that matters.
Fambruary.
Wait, what? Franuary?
That's not Franuary, no.
Fambruary. That's right. Fambruary.
However you say it, small businesses, this is your month to make social media work for you. Constant Contact brings you social campaigns, a new free tool that turns your fans into real paying customers. Sign up, it's free. And this month, you could win $1,000 for you and one of your fans. Visit ConstantContact.com today.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Open legal residence in the U.S., U.K., and Canada. Please contact us. And 2912 for rules. Visit ConstantContact.com.